Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's time for something completely different. Tim and Bill, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning, guys. You guys are living large there in Tampa, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Massively. The final moments of last night's game, the Red Sox were defeated by the Tampa Bay Rays. You may know them as the Devil Rays. Two of their biggest fans are Tim Porson and Bill LaPuma, who, as I referred to a moment ago, are living large down in Tampa Bay. Exciting game, guys. Much of the rest of humanity in Tampa Bay watched it on TV.
Correct.
And
absolutely.
So is this for real?
They have to be. They've proven themselves through 83 games this year, and you can't help but get excited about them. If they're not the real deal now, then I don't know what else to say.
Now, you've spent the last 9 years kind of at the bottom of the American League East, and now the Tampa Bay Rays have the best record in baseball after last night's win. You know, if you're going to go by Red Sox fans or Cubs fans or Cleveland Indians fans, it's really, really freaky bad luck to be talking this way before the All-Star break, bud. Are you worried about that?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
What would they be worried about?
Could jinx the whole thing.
They're just pounding it away, though. They're not just winning games. They're winning convincingly. Look at their record. It's just, it's for real.
Now, how long have you been going to games, Tim and Bill?
I've been in Tampa 8 years now.
8 years now. And for much of that time, like a lot of empty seats there at the Tropicana Stadium, right?
Oh, yeah, 5,000, 6,000.
5,000, 6,000.
Easily.
So who's coming out to the games now?
Well, you seen last night. I think they pretty much sold out. Tonight, we're going to the game to actually see if they can sweep them. But every night, you're seeing more and more people show up.
Bill, who would you describe as a hardcore Rays fan versus a fair weather newbie fan?
Most of Tampa Bay, but it would be your bandwagoners, but I mean, there's some hardcore fans out there. It's a young team. It's kind of hard to find a hardcore fan at that, at 9 years, 11 years.
So we'll call you when they're in the series. All right, guys?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
It's so far, it's Bill and Tim's excellent adventure down at Tampa Bay, where the Tampa Bay Rays, some call them the Devil Rays, are having the best record in baseball and a fabulous season so far. They beat the AL, the world champion Boston Red Sox last night. Tim Porson and Bill LaPuma, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Will Tampa Bay make it all the way? The last Florida team to make
Marlins.
It to the series, the Marlins, were broken up the next year.
Yeah, and they sort of faded into the ether.
They were sold off by their greedy monster owner.
They were stolen.
Florida needs to be vindicated.
They were taken by UFOs.
Yes. Well, go to our website and you can find out who exactly to root for there at the Devil Rays, because their personnel, aside from some old-timers, Don Zimmer, who used to be one of the coaches at the Yankees, is down at the Rays. So there's a lot of baseball history there.